So please settle in. Bring in your tummy slightly. Please come to your breath. Watch your breath. Special attention to the exhales, long exhales. Then please bring to mind some plan that you have for the coming week, some meeting you have, or something to do with your work, or something about a relationship that you have. Please bring to mind something that's pretty important for you coming up in the next week. Then I'd like you to ask yourself, will it go well or not, and what are the odds that it will go perfectly? So it's a meeting or some work that you have to do. What are the odds that everything will go perfectly? Try to imagine what it would be like if everything went perfectly. And please try to imagine the seeds that you would have to plant for this plan to go perfectly. What kind of seeds would you have to plant? 4 steps. Step number 1. What do you want to happen this week? Say it to yourself in your mind. Step number 2, who would you have to help before that to have it happen the way you want? Do you know someone who has a similar plan or similar hopes? Would you have time to pause and help them before what you're thinking of this week? Would you have time to spend a few minutes with someone else who is hoping for a similar result in their life? Doesn't have to be exactly the same, but do you know anybody who you might be able to help to plant the seeds for success in what you're planning? What day would you help them, and what time, and where would it be in between now and the plans that you have? When would you have time to spend a few minutes with someone else, and where would it happen? It could be here at the retreat before we leave tomorrow. It doesn't have to be big, right? Karma grows quickly, very, very quickly. It could be a small conversation with someone who needs some help. Then you would have to send that karmic seed to your planned event or meeting. You would have to do coffee meditation at home. You'd have to sleep on it. Before bed, think about sending those seeds to the event that you're planning. Then I'd like you to focus on the difference between the plan that you have without planting any seeds before it and the plan that you have, which you're hoping this system would work to change your plans and make them successful with certainty. Try to focus on those two different planned things. One of them, you're planning a meeting or you're planning some activity and you can't be sure if it will succeed. You put odds on it before. And in the second case, you played with the idea of purposely planting some seeds to alter the chances of success for that plan that you have coming up this week. So try to feel the difference between a planned event that you hope might go well and a planned event that you have sent some karmic seeds towards, and you can feel pretty confident that it's going to work. And then please come back to this room and slowly open your eyes. Stretch. The event or activity that you can expect to go well without consciously planting some seeds starting this afternoon doesn't exist, okay? I'm trying to get you there. It's a kind of emptiness, okay? It is a kind of emptiness. The person who hurt you in the past this morning, who wasn't your fault, never existed. And the event or activity that you're hoping will go well this week also doesn't exist. There's no such thing, okay? You're wasting your time worrying about it or thinking about it or being concerned about it because it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Only those events which you plant seeds for are going to happen. Okay? The rest are Maomba Makiwe Chishen. Maomba Makiwe Chishen means a future thing that's not going to happen. It's a joke in the Abhidharma. Okay? Future thing that has no odds of occurring. Okay, try to, I don't know how to get you there. It's two kinds of emptiness. They're not going to happen. An event that you hope is going to go well without doing something now to plant some seeds and then some heavy coffee meditation, then that's just, what do you call it? Gambling. You know, that's just, you're hoping for good luck. And the other one is, what do you call it? It's kind of designed. You're designing the success of the upcoming thing. That one exists. That meaning exists. And you don't have to worry about that meaning. You don't have to spend much time being concerned about whether it's going to go well or not, because it will. It has to. Okay? Then your life changes, and you're not worried about the chances of success of something you're trying to do in your life. And you're not remembering hurt that you had in the past. So you're basically stuck in the present with enjoying the present, you see. And especially when you do coffee meditation, okay? Then the coffee meditation will come easily because you have nothing in the past to be angry about, and there's nothing in the future to worry about. So you might as well do your coffee meditation. You see what I mean? Rather than struggling not to think about the past or the future. The past doesn't exist. Those objects in the past don't exist. The ones in the future don't exist. So when you lay your head down on your pillow, you don't have anything else to think about. Okay? Try to... We go around the world trying to tell people this, and I can see in a crowd, I can watch a crowd. I can't see all the faces, there's 1,000 faces, but I can see like 50 or something, and then I look at them and I say, how many people are getting it, you know? How many people are gonna be happy, you know? And you can see that a light turns on in people's eyes, the ones who get it and the other ones don't get it. And then you're just like, okay, you know. There's nothing in the future to worry about because it doesn't exist. Something that might happen well, might go well or not, might not go well, doesn't exist if you plant seeds. And someone who hurt you in the past that you can remember to be thinking about, they don't exist either. So it's just phantoms, okay? They're just... I know. Huh? Phantasmas. Yeah, they're phantasmas. Yeah, there's nothing there. They're not there. And the whole world gets old and gets tired worrying about those things that aren't there. It's sad. If there were something there to worry about, then the suffering of the world would somehow be okay. But there's nothing there. It's like everyone's running full speed across the camp to escape from snakes that aren't there. And the whole world is doing that, you know. It would be okay if there were some snakes. But there aren't any. And all these people are running away from the snake, you know. It's just a bunch of ropes, right? On the ground. I don't know. It's very frustrating for me as I go around the world. It's extremely frustrating to talk someplace and then leave that place and know I won't be back for a year. And those people will run for another year, you know. And they'll worry for another year. And try to get it, okay? Those things are not there. What's the sign that you have the wrong attitude about them?
You're upset.
Yeah, you're either upset or... Any kind of negative emotion is a barometer that you're thinking the wrong way. It's a wrong thing. Any time you're not happy, you're wrong thinking. Okay? So that gives you a measurement? What do you call? Litmus stick, huh?
Barometer.
Yeah, a barometer of where you're at. If you can feel upset, you don't have correct view. Okay. And if you feel resentful towards anybody, hatred towards anybody, you also have a wrong view. Which means anytime you're not playing music or dancing, then you're probably doing something wrong. I want you to try to feel that feeling, okay? I like it here because we did do a little music and dance. I felt like we were doing the right thing, you know, okay. Spending our day well. Okay, here we go. It's been occurring to me this week that it would be kind of nice to live like this. You know, I don't know. Probably Elisa's too busy to stay here forever. But you know, you also probably have to pay the camp something.